working hard, singing, and laboring. Brother Mike sang tonight with the group. Brother Robert sang coming on the victory side of pneumonia. Yeah. Sister Stephanie, young as she is, her voice was fading in and out on her tonight. Amen. But you know, I don't know that that ain't when you're doing your best. It's when you're down to nothing, God's always up to something. Ain't that right? Well, I wish I'd get the church to say amen a little bit. Let's just get in here tonight. I want you to go to 1 Kings. Thank you very much for the day. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you for your offerings and the food and the fellowship. Taking care of Brother Gabbard, and I was glad to have them over. And we're just glad for the church we have right here. In the 8th chapter of 1 Kings, this, as you'll notice if you read the Bible, this is the dedicate. How many's got a Thompson chain? Anybody in here got a Thompson chain? Normal size Bible on page 407. Is that where you're at? Huh? Okay. How many's at 407? You look right there at the caption on chapter 8. What's it say? The dedication of the temple. How many knows what temple that's talking about? What temple is that? What's it commonly known as? Solomon's temple. Well, I got a little insight on this. I want to share with you here and preach to us here tonight. Solomon's temple was a wonderful, wonderful building. I did a study on it one time trying to figure what it cost, Brother Charlie. It was done over $1 billion. Too many zeros to count. I couldn't count them all. Amen. It was a wonder. You know what David called it? He used these words right here. He said, exceeding magnifical. Now think of a word. Think of those two words. Exceeding. He said, you're going to build a house. This is what he told Solomon. You're going to build a house and it's going to be exceeding magnifical. Wouldn't you like to have an experience like that? You know, I know we can't always be on the mountaintop. Brother Wilson used to say, it's not all in shouting, but let's get that done so we can get back to shouting. Amen. This temple was a type of Christ, really. It is God ordained a place and for all of his people to come to. It was world renowned. People in all parts of the world knew about this great temple. It was one of the wonders of the world. Amen. But I want to preach to you about something in this dedication. You know, in the dedication, Solomon, of course, God had given him the wisdom that he asked for and all the riches to go with it. And they had the great temple, offered the sacrifice, and had a big scaffold up. And Solomon climbed up on this scaffold, and he made his great oration. And you remember some of it. It said, if my people, which are called by my name. That's where that came from. He was asking God in prayer, Lord, if your people, which are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray. And so then the Bible said the glory of God, if you look in the 8th chapter, the Bible said that the cloud, it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, verse 10, that the cloud filled the house of God, that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, but the glory of the Lord had filled the house. I'll tell you something that outshone the glory of that house. Was the glory of God. But that's not what I want to preach tonight. I want you to just keep on reading because there's something that Solomon said in here about this temple that I want you to notice. The Bible said that he began to rehearse to them. Then spake Solomon that the Lord said he would dwell in the thick darkness. And he goes on down. And it says this in verse 17. Here's where this house, listen to me now. Here's where this house, amen, was first mentioned. And Solomon, and I think it's only right. David, his father, was gone. Never got to see it. Never saw it, Brother Zane. He was buried in his grave. And it was just only fitting that Solomon, in his great oration and dedication of this temple, he brought his old daddy up. And here's what he said. Listen to this. He said, it was in the heart of David, my father. Now, where was this temple? Where did it start? Come on, church. It started in the heart. It started not in the heart of Solomon. It started in the heart of David. Now, listen to what he said. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord, listen to this. The Lord said to David, my father, whereas it was in thy heart to build a house unto my name. The Lord said unto David, my father, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Amen. You say, but he never got to drive the first nail. I mean, it wasn't a driving of nail. It never was a hammer sounded upon it. He never got to see what it looked like. But the Bible said, God said it, he did well. David, you did well that it was in thy heart to build the house of God. Praise God. I want to preach for a few minutes tonight. It's real early. Still yet. But I want to preach on building temples in the heart. Amen. That's where they start. Praise God. In the heart. Praise the Lord. The heart is a wonderful thing. Amen. And, you know, when you look at David, and you know, we all know tonight, how many of you Bible readers know why David did not build the house of God? Huh? Do you remember what he said? Do you know, I read these scriptures over this week, and I looked at this. Do you know, and you know it said because he was a man with bloody hands, amen, but he fought the battles, amen, of the people of God. Are you listening to me? Now, this is God talking right here. And you know, when I got to looking at this scripture, I got to studying it, Brother Tommy, in a more negative light. You know, David didn't get to do this because he was a bloody man. But you know, God straightened me out on that. And he said, like, this is what God said. That God said he did well. Amen. David did well. You see, David was an unusual man. He's one of the heroes of the Bible. But if you notice David's heart, it seemed like there were two streams that run into David's heart. Amen. One of them was he could be a friend like he was to Jonathan. Amen. And embrace him. And their love for each other was so strong. And then in another stream, you'll see where his friend Uriah, amen, he had murdered so he could have his wife. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Amen. But you see, there was one thing about David that I think we all can relate to tonight. Amen. And that is the Bible said he was a man that was after God's own heart. That doesn't mean now that God made a man just like he wanted. That's not what that means. It means that he was a man that was after God's heart. He wanted God in his life. He didn't always have him in his life, but I hear David in Psalm 51, amen, saying, Lord, cleanse me and I'll be clean. Amen. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Oh, I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. It was in David's heart to love God. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So in the heart of David, amen, one day after he built his own fine cedar house, he sat down in the house of God and said, Lord, here I am dwelling in this house of cedar. Amen. And you have no place, amen, to dwell but these tents. And he said, Lord, let me build, amen, the house of God. Are you going to help me preach? Amen. There was a dream in the heart of David, amen, to build a house for God. You say, well, brother, that's not much consolation, amen, to dream all his life. But God said he did well that he had a dream in his heart. You see, because in the, amen, in a dream, amen, is power. Help me preach a little bit. There's a word, amen, called dynamics. Amen. That word dyna means power, like dynamite. Amen. Like the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you tonight, there's power in a dream. Somebody say amen. Amen. You think about that great temple, amen, that Solomon built. Amen. It was not started in the heart of Solomon, but it was started in the heart of his old daddy that loved God and wanted to worship God. Amen. God told him, you can't do it. What did David do? Amen. Did he soul up and pout? Amen. And say, I'll just quit church. No. He kept on dreaming. Oh, somebody say amen. I wish I was a preacher tonight. I'll tell you
tell you what's wrong with some of us here tonight. Amen. We don't have that dream. We've lost that dream in our heart. You may never, amen, be a great preacher. Amen. And build great churches. Amen. But we can have a dream in our heart. Amen. Come on. Amen. Now I'll tell you why we dry up sometime. Because we let our dreams dry up. Amen. And God said, it did well. I come to the house of God. I came with the intent tonight to have a Holy Ghost service. And I feel him. Amen. In this house tonight. But if we don't have it, I'm going to come tomorrow night dreaming in my heart. I'm building a revival in my heart.
Stay with me now. This won't take long. Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost. I would. There's three things in the heart I'm going to preach about real quick. Building temples. You say, you mean to tell me? Yeah. When you study this, Brother Robert, it's amazing. Do you know that the material for this house was gathered together by David? It wasn't gathered by Solomon? Do you know the wealth and the money and the finance? Amen, Brother Josh. Amen, the engineer here. Do you know who engineered this house? It was not Solomon in all his wisdom. It was David that gave him the blueprint. David gave him the pattern. Read it in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and chapter 28. Amen, and David said he gave him the pattern. And he said, you're young and you're tender. I look at our young people here. Amen, brother, listen, just because I'm getting to be an old man, it doesn't mean I can't dream. Come on now, amen, for old men shall dream dreams, and young men will see visions. Visions of what? Visions of this church, full from wall to wall. Visions of our choir, growing from one wall to the other. Visions of you, amen, on fire for God.
I just didn't know if they knew you was here or not. I just want to make sure they knew you were here. I love Henry. He's like a brother. Are you listening to me? Praise God. I'll tell you, I'm glad you're here tonight. I'll tell you, in the heart of a man, three things I want to preach real quick. Amen. David had a dream for a temple. Brother, amen. I love these preachers. Brother Jeremy, I've known him ever how long it's been now. But brother, I know one thing about you. I know you're a good welder. Amen. That's what they tell me. Amen. But I'll tell you, before you was a good welder. Amen. I saw that dream in his life, Brother Tim. Amen. To preach the everlasting gospel, and it's still there. Amen. He loves preaching. Amen. And he loves preachers. Come on now. Amen. Come on, help me preach a little bit. I remember when Isaac was 5 years old, and he told me, Dad, I feel like the Lord's calling me to preach. He said, I've been wanting to learn to read. Amen. I knew I couldn't preach, so I learned to read. And he said, I'm reading a little bit, and I feel like God's calling me to preach. I'll tell you what, that dream in my heart, it may be in the hands of my son or your son. Amen. I haven't given up on Michael Andrew. I know the devil's a howling. But Brother Robert and Teresa have a dream in their heart of building their son's life in the house of God.
David built temples in his dream and vision. In his vision, there's dynamics. I know that's kind of a word is that, but Brother Kenny, I used to think that was kind of a charismatic type word, dynamic. But I looked that word up. I got an old sermon book, and the title of the message was "The Dynamics of the Gospel." And I thought, well, what is this? The book was probably 200 years old, and I said, what is this? And in that book, that great preacher, amen, told that the dynamic was the power. And he quoted the verse, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power. Amen. I'll tell you what, you don't have to just keep preach the word and hope that something's going to come out of it. Amen. His word will not return unto him void. If you'll preach the word, there's a power in it. And can I tell you what? There's a power in a dream. Amen. And a vision. The Bible said, where there's no vision, the people perish. Amen. You can't give up on on your dream. You can't give up on your vision. It may never come to pass in your lifetime, but it's not lost, because that vision keeps you close to the cross. Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen. David, Brother Darrell, David told him, you're not going to do this. And I don't see, here's what all David said. This is all that I can read, Brother Charlie, that he said. He said, God, you know me better than I know me. Now, God never one time in the scriptures that I could find said the part about him having bloody hands. Now, it's in there. You quote it. And I know it's in there. You know who said that? David said. Now, I know that's true, but God didn't say it. God just told him, you're not going to build the house. Amen. And then when David rehearsed it to Solomon, he said, I can't build the house, son, because I've been a man of bloody hands. I went to war, and I've been fighting all my life, and I'm hard. I'm not tender. Amen. He said, but you're young and you're tender. Here's the material. And David had a lot of influence. He was one of them that a lot of the countries respected him. Amen. Because he was a man of war. But those men brought cedar. They brought gold. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And David said, look, son, I feel like preaching a few more minutes. He said, here's all the lumber that you need. Here's the gold laid up. Amen. To overlay the altars. Amen. Right here it is. And you know what? He even gave him the land. And here's the part that amazed me. Amen. The land that it was built upon was a piece of ground that was commonly known as Ornan's threshing floor. Amen. Where did David get that piece of land? It was when he had sinned against God. Amen. And numbered the people. Amen. And God, amen, was killing people by the thousands. And he came to Ornan's threshing floor. And David was running out ahead of the sword. And he ran up on Ornan. And he said, quick, sell me this threshing ground and these instruments that I can make sacrifice to God. Amen. And stop this plague. At first, Ornan said no. And then he saw the death angel and his two boys that was getting ready to be slain. And he said, I'll give you the land. And David said, I won't take it. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to buy it. Amen. Come on now. And in the back of his mind, Brother Josh, the whole time, he was saying this would be a good place to build that house of God. Amen. Somebody say amen. I tell you, the house of God was built on a threshing floor called Calvary. Amen. The Son of God purchased with his own blood. Amen. We ought to have a dream of building a church on that mountain. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't give up your dream, your vision of your heart, and one other thing, your resolution of your heart. You say, what's that word? Your resolve, your determination. David said, in my trouble, I prepared. You say, brother, how can you do it? David had fighting those rascally Philistines. He would no more get them whooped out. They'd crop up over here. Back to war he went again. Huh? But in the midst of that war, some of our young people going through the trials of your life, but in your trouble, you can prepare for your dream. Are you listening? Huh? He said, in my trouble, I have prepared. He kept laying up. He kept getting ready. He had those blueprints drawn out. The pattern, the Bible says. For the porches, for the all of that, all he had to do on his dying bed, he handed that over. And he said, here it is, son. Do it. That's what he said. Do it. Here it is. Be strong and do it. I want to ask you now, if we don't pass our dream on down, what's this church going to be like, amen, in another 50 years? Huh? Praise God. Amen. We can't afford not to. We can't afford not to. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost here. Stand with me. The
The Bible said David received this pattern by the Spirit. By the Spirit. God ordained it. Huh? I said God ordained it. David did well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build a house, but the son that thou come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And the Lord hath performed this word that he spoke. I am risen in the room of David, my father, sit on the throne, the Lord, as the Lord promised, and have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. What's in your heart tonight? What is in your heart tonight? Is your dream still alive? Huh? Now they call the American dream, if I'm not mistaken, an American dream is being able to have your own piece of ground in your house and having, a job. That's the American dream, being successful. But I'll tell you what, our dreams go a little higher than that, don't they, church? Come on now. How about that dream of a holiness church, Christian home, huh? An upstanding citizen, the light on the hill, the salt of the earth. Is that it or not? Come on, church. Don't turn loose of that. David never did. What a great man. Can you say that? You say, well, I know God didn't hide not one thing about David. He let us see every gory detail of his life. And you know why? Because all of us can relate. Don't want to admit it, but we can. We've been saved by the grace of God. Amen. How about it? How about it tonight? We're going to let you dismiss here in a minute. How about it? You still have your dream? You still have your vision of the house of God? Are you still preparing for that next generation? Huh? Come on now. How about revival? Coming up Monday. Coming up Monday. I'm going to tell you something. Are you listening to me? Revival ain't going to come by accident. You just go along, lope along, indifferent, head in the clouds, going about your business, think about it about church time, you ain't going to get much. But if you get that in your heart, I'm going to have revival in my soul. I'm going to do it. I'll tell you what, praise God, we'll have revival. Amen. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. Bow your heads with me just a minute.